Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Elmer Weingartner. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting third. The right fielder, Les Fleming. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pat Seary. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Senter. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Pete Senter. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Peck. Batting third. The left fielder, Bill McGee. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting seventh. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lunaire. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lunaire. And now, play ball. Elmer Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner takes first base on ball four. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Peck. Rocco reaches second base with a double. Weingartner goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rocco scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Heath moves to second. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Weingartner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a fly ball into right field. Fleming settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Senter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Senter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Weingartner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Desautels now catching. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a pop-up towards short. Weingartner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Fleming settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up towards short. Weingartner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Brancato fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lunair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Brancato moves to second. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross hits a line drive towards short. Brancato reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seary is 0 for 1 in the game. Seary hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into center field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0 for 1 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with center covering, for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 1 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with center covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0 for 1 in the game. Estilella hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Pete Senter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Senter is 0-for-1 in the game. Senter hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Weingartner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weingartner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Weingartner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rocco takes first base on ball 4. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a line drive into right field. Peck settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosar hits a fly ball into right field. Fleming settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brancato hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kell moves to third. Lunair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nair is 0-for-1 in the game. Nair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Brancato moves to second. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-2 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fleming who is chasing the ball. Hall reaches third base with a triple. Brancato scores. Nair goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Athletics. Allie Reynolds now pitching. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-2 in the game. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hall scores. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-2 in the game. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes McGee trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Meyer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-2 in the game. Ross hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Seary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0-for-2 in the game. Siri hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosar hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fleming. Rosar reaches second base with a double. Siebert goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Athletics. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Brancato hits a fly ball into center field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rosar moves to third. Two outs. Lunair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Nair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosar scores. It's 7-2, Athletics. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels takes first base on ball 4. Felix Makovich pinch hits for Ali Reynolds. Felix Makovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Makovich hits a pop-up towards short. Brancato settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul O'Day pinch hits for Elmer Weingartner. Paul O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Desautels moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rocco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Desautels scores. It's 7-3, Athletics. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a line drive off the glove of Kell, and into shallow left field. Fleming reaches second base with a double. Rocco moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. McGee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Sahaki now playing shortstop. Jack Salveson now pitching. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Peck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Rocco scoops it up and throws to first, with Salveson covering, for the out. One out. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-3 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estolella is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Estolella takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Chapman now playing center field. Bobby Estolella now playing left field. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-3 in the game. Ross hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pat Siri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siri is 0-for-3 in the game. Siri takes first base on ball 4. Meyer moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Desautels hits a line drive towards right. Peck chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Peck. Meyer moves to third. Siri moves to second. Stan Benjamin pinch hits for Jack Salveson. Stan Benjamin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benjamin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Estolella. Benjamin reaches second base with a double. Meyer scores. Siri scores. Desautels moves to third. It's 7-5, Athletics. Jim McDonald pinch hits for Al Sahaki. Joe Barry now pitching. Jim McDonald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDonald hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Rocco hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Barry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rocco for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Wheeler now playing shortstop. Merle Hogue now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Kell reaches second base with a double. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brancato hits a pop-up towards short. Wheeler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Barry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barry hits a fly ball into center field. Siri settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fleming hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Meyer hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.